This is Ozarks at Large. This school year, many third graders around the region and around the state will see and hear Arkansas history in a way that most third graders before them haven't been able to experience. The musical presentation, Digging Up Arkansas, is a collaboration between Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville, Trike Theater, based in Bentonville, and the Arkansas Arts Council. The play, written by Mike Thomas, a public school teacher in Fayetteville, presents the state's history in an innovative manner. This summer, just after our Furman Garner Performance Studio was ready to go at KUAF, the three cast members of Digging Up Arkansas came to the radio station to record a few songs. With the school year now in full swing, we thought we'd present some of the music and conversation that took place that day, including a performance of the title song from the play. Here are Christy Hall, Jason Sewell, and Jules Taylor, the cast of Digging Up Arkansas, singing the song of the same name. Jason Sewell, Jules Taylor, and Christy Hall performing the song Digging Up Arkansas in the Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUAF. The play was commissioned by Walton Arts Center, co-produced by Trike Theater, and partially funded by Arkansas Arts Council. Jason Sewell of the cast explained to us how Mike Thomas's script, set in Arkansas more than 70 years ago, helps third graders today better grasp the state's history.
What happens is that this play is set in 1936. We are all workers for the Works Progress Administration, and we are on our way to Little Rock. The president, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, is coming to speak and to present because it is Arkansas's 100th birthday in 1936. We were a state formed in 1836. So we are on the way there. This is and we're on a train car, a leaky train car, and all of our crates and all of our documentation and everything gets tossed around in this train car. So we arrive in Little Rock with things scattered all over the place. And so our job, with the help of the audience members who are incorporated into the performance as historians, they are helping us to put all of the correct items, everything, back into the correct crates. And so through putting them in the boxes, we end up telling the stories of all of the four different areas that we focus on during the play.
What's great about the script, what's great about the songs, is Mike has obviously assumed that third, fourth, and fifth graders are intelligent young people. Mm-hmm. It doesn't talk down to them. It, you know, right. I've only seen this performed in front of a group of adults, and they were as riveted. It's a pretty amazing script and a pretty amazing performance.
Yeah, and it's really interesting how engaged the young people are when we perform. As soon as we come on singing songs, and one of the fun things about the script and how Mike has written it is that we get to assume different characters, a host of different characters during the performance, and it's so interesting to watch. As soon as we put on a different hat or a different scarf or become this different person, immediately the students are engaged with us, whatever we're doing. I mean, they're engaged the whole time, but you can just see that light go on, you know.
And that is one of the things that's really excellent about Digging Up Arkansas is Mike, as a school teacher, taught third grade for a long time, so he knows how to communicate to third graders. But what's really excellent about our play is it does totally appeal to adults to all levels, because it's really, really intelligent, and the third and through fifth graders totally get it, but also the adults are just as interested in what's going on.
Bring me a little water, Sylvie. Bring me a little water now. Bring me a little water, Sylvie.
Every little once in a while. Bring me a little water, Sylvie. Bring me a little water now. Bring me a little water, Sylvie. Every little once in a while. Bring me a little water, Sylvie. Bring me a little water now. Bring me a little water, Sylvie. Every little once in a while.
That last song you performed, Sylvie, when does that come into the show? How does that work?
That's in our Civil War section. We have a whole section of Civil War in which we talk about slavery. And so that song was one of the is like a field song that slaves sang in the field. And so that's, as Jason was just speaking about, we assume a lot of different characters. This is a moment when we assume characters of slaves who are picking cotton. And we sing that as if we're in the fields.
And it transitions nicely into where we go into the Civil War. So that happens just the moment before we transition into different characters who are Civil War soldiers. Through the process of creating this, we were all a part of kind of the creation process, which took months. We met weekly to talk about the script and to develop the script and everything. And there is so much rich Arkansas history, so many stories we could have told, that at some point we had to start fine-tuning and streamlining exactly what we were going to tell. And we think that Mike and I guess the whole everybody who's worked on the show has done a really good job of picking out those areas of interest, and we're pretty proud of it, I think.
It's really quite amazing how much information is in less than an hour show. There's a lot of great facts.
Adult fans of the show include Arkansas's First Lady, Ginger Beebe. She includes photographs of the cast on her website. The show has also been performed for Arkansas legislators and school teachers. This summer, the Wingate Charitable Foundation awarded a challenge grant of $75,000 to expand Digging Up Arkansas to schools and communities not just in Northwest Arkansas, but all over the state. Over this coming year, the foundation will match dollar for dollar funds to support performances for more than 5,000 students statewide. Before the cast left that morning from KUAF, they asked if we had time for them to record one more song. We said yes.
So in 1917, a woman from Arkansas, Eva Ware Barnett, went to New York because she wanted to be an opera singer. And, of course, that's crazy in 1917 that she did that, that she had the drive to do that. And she became a pretty popular opera singer, but she was missing Arkansas so much that she wrote this beautiful, sweet little song that just sings the praises of it and how much she loved it. I mean, it's so from the heart. And then it has a history of Arkansas adopting the song as its state song. Mm-hmm. And then in the 40s, somebody stepped forward and said, wait a minute, I wrote that song too. And so they pulled the song as a state song. And then when the copyright ran out and it went into public domain again, they readopted it as a state song. So Arkansas actually has three official state
songs, yeah.
And this is one of them. I am thinking tonight about the Southland, of the time of my childhood days, where I wandered through the woods and the meadow, by the mill and the brook that plays, where the roses are in bloom and the sweet magnolia too, where the jasmine is white and the fields are violet blue. There a welcome awaits all our children who have wandered afar from home. Arkansas, Arkansas, 'tis a name dear, 'tis the place I call home, sweet home.
Arkansas, Arkansas, I salute thee. From thy shelter no more I'll roam. It's a land full of joy and of sunshine, rich in pearls and in diamonds fair, where faith, hope, and love greet a stranger who may wander neath her portals fair. Where the rice fields are full and the cotton, corn, and hay, they're the fruits of the land bloom in winter months in May. She's the land that I love most of all, dear, and to her let us all give cheer. Arkansas, Arkansas, 'tis a name dear, 'tis the place I call home, sweet home. Arkansas, Arkansas, I salute thee, from thy shelter no more I'll roam. Arkansas, Arkansas, 'tis a name dear, 'tis the place I call home, sweet home. Arkansas, Arkansas, I salute thee, from thy shelter no more I'll roam.
Jules Taylor, Christy Hall, and Jason Sewell, the cast of Digging Up Arkansas, in the Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUAF. The play was commissioned by Walton Arts Center, co-produced by Trike Theater, partially funded by Arkansas Arts Council. This is Ozarks at Large.